Antarctica is a continent where basically no food grows.
Penguins regurgitate seafood to feed their young. And we caught a bird feasting on the placenta of a newborn seal.
You could say options are pretty limited here. So what are we, now hardened Antarctic explorers, supposed to eat?
From the moment we landed, what's this? Arlo and I were basically obsessed with food.
Stop eating nuts, we're about to order a pizza.
If you're gonna get a slice of pizza 20 minutes before dinner time, I'm at least gonna shame you about it.
Ew.
For good reason.
As fuel. Yeah.
Tom Senti is the culinary manager at McMurdo Station.
The amount of calories needed for somebody working out in the deep field can be 32 to almost 5,000 calories every day.
For context, the USDA recommends average adults to consume between 1,600 and 3,000 calories per day. Not only is working down here just by nature very physically demanding, but the extreme cold also itself causes you to burn more calories to keep warm.
And we're not just making this up. Loads of scientific research supports it. So we craved food, especially carbs, all the time.
Yeah. There's like 3 more pounds of pasta in there.
And it's not just us.
My second year, I decided to go on a diet, and my diet meant no thirds. So.
No what?
No thirds.
You still have seconds?
So.
The station is home to around 900 people in summer. So the kitchen staff is responsible for feeding a lot of very hungry mouths.
And a huge amount of food needs to be prepared to keep the station running.
Wow, yeah. This is big. Everything in here is like supersized.
Yeah.
Like that is a tub of chips.
And that takes a lot of planning.
So we're creeping on almost thinking a million meals out to make sure I don't run out of bacon right at the end, if you will.
A massive food order is placed in May for the following year. All the food then gets shipped down on a boat that arrives in January. And that food needs to feed the population for the next year.
That's unfathomable. You're planning for a million meals 18 months in advance.
Right.
So, how do they do it? What is the secret sauce?
Our first clue can be found here, in the historically preserved hut of Robert Falcon Scott.
So is everything that we're seeing in here vintage from?
Yes, it's exactly as it
was. So like that pot.
That pot, yeah.
Scott used that pot.
Yeah, Scott used that pot.
And this table. Oh, sorry, I probably wasn't supposed to touch it. We'll cut that part out.
Scott's team was one of the earliest to explore the continent.
Okay, I told you I'd cook you something.
And some of their provisions are literally still on the shelf.
Hold this one. All right, no one come back. Where are you going? All right. I just want to point out how Heinz was still a thing this time.
Pickling, canning, jarring, and other methods kept these foods shelf stable for those explorers. And they're still here today.
Anchovy paste, gooseberry, pickles.
What do you think
pickles
that is?
Pickles are a big thing here. They're kind of my favorite Antarctica food. I wonder if this stuff is still edible. Like, can you eat something that was pickled 100 years ago?
You could try.
Somebody in the galley mentioned to me that expiration dates are not really a thing.
That's true.
That might sound like an exaggeration, but it's no joke. Expiration dates are actually just ignored down here.
I've had a sandwich that in my backpack that I had for a month, and I still would not hesitate to eat that thing.
We were told that they're more of a suggestion.
What's your expiration date?
It's rubbed off. I think it's 10 June 2015.
And that's just something we had to embrace.
How's it taste?
Like cardboard with a slight peanut butter tinge.
And it's not just bars.
Would you like a bite?
You're really selling it.
Even in the McMurdo galley, a lot of the food that's served is expired.
Expired food is something that you've been eating the entire time you're here?
Yeah, I noticed.
It's inevitable. Lots of categories like cheese, for instance, that cheese will get down here already expired. We haven't even gotten it here yet, and it's already expired, just because it takes longer than that to even get here. So we freeze the cheese.
The second secret to Antarctic cuisine? Freeze it.
This is a massive amount of meat.
You can feel still pretty frozen.
This is just one. There's a tub full of them.
Fortunately, there is no shortage of cold space here. And this is part of why eating expired food is okay. We all know that food rots if left out at room temperature. Freezing food can slow the biological activity that makes food spoil.
So what Caitlin's trying to say is, freezing food makes food last longer.
The challenge down here is actually thawing the food.
We'll have to turn on that heater because that much frozen food will bring down the temperature in this cooler to so low that it won't thaw.
You actually have to heat your refrigerators in Antarctica.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
In the McMurdo Galley, lots of foods, like vegetables and meat, arrive frozen and are thawed when needed.
Frozen veggies.
The third secret of Antarctic cooking? Recycle food.
Yep, you heard that right. Recycle.
Well, I mean, we are in Antarctica, it's a harsh continent. We can't just run down to whatever grocery store is nearby and pick up more product.
You're taking the leftovers and you're just gonna repurpose them and put them right
repurpose
back out
them,
there.
Bringing it back up to temperature, throw a little cheese on it, makes it look like it's hot and fresh and ready to go, and people eat it up.
Add cheese, just add cheese. That's the trick.
Sometimes the food is delicious.
Oh, this is what I helped when we saw them cooking in the back.
Sometimes it kind of feels like, well, frozen, then thawed, then recycled food.
I think I'm good.
I'm definitely getting some bread. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was okay with the vegetables for like the first few days. And then after about 3 days of frozen vegetables, you're like, it's really like eating your vegetables.
There is a line for spinach.
Raw spinach.
Raw spinach. Mm-hmm. Like there is never a line for spinach anywhere except in here in Antarctica.
It's been a while since we've had just green beans though. There was just green beans for like 7 days in a row.
After a while, it gets tiring, huh?
You just lower your standards, get used to it.
You make do. And the galley does what they can with what they have.
But there are some ways that the McMurdo Kitchen truly shines.
When there's chicken tenders for lunch, I have a better day.
Taco Tuesdays.
Chicken tenders
for lunch. What is it with the chicken tenders?
They're so good.
What is it not with?
See, now I get excited.
Aside from the chicken tenders, it's a carb factory.
Vats of pasta are made every day. They have a bakery with 4 bakers. Fresh desserts and artisan bread are made from scratch.
And perhaps the biggest crowd pleaser.
McMurdo Pizza, this is Bill. How can I help you?
Pizza. They bake about 18,000 pizzas a year.
So how long have you been doing this?
So this is my 4th season coming down.
Well, pizza, McMurdo pizza, we call it the McMurdo garnish because we have pizza fresh right there, right as you walk by it. So often people walk by and take a quick gander and they realize there's fresh, hot pizza sitting right there. So they may go over and grab one piece and slide it right under the top of their plate with all of the food.
And it's delicious. It's fresh baked.
It's amazing, yeah.
Not frozen and rethawed.
Oh, no.
Not expired.
We don't have room in our freezer to buy frozen pizzas.
It was so good that I ate an embarrassing amount of pizza on this trip.
Hey, is this the line to order a pizza? So we'll do pineapple on half, anchovies on the other half. Do you have whole wheat pizza dough?
And it's not the kind of food I usually eat at home. I'm more of a fruits and veggies kind of girl. In summer, when the big C-17 planes can land on the ice, they can bring fresh food, or freshies as they're called. Stuff like veggies, eggs, and fruit. And it is coveted.
We haven't had any fresh food in... Gosh, you're big! We haven't had any fresh food for, this, what was it, a week?
10 days.
10 days?
Do we wash these?
Time for a quick tour of camp.
While McMurdo is equipped with an industrial kitchen.
Welcome to the Willens Ice Stream.
A lot of scientists are living and working at field sites far from the station. And for them, the food situation is a bit different.
Hello, Marino.
You're not recording, right?
I am recording, in fact.
Before they head out into the field.
So down this aisle, we have tea.
They pass through McMurdo and pick up everything they'll need.
Oh, peanut butter. That's important.
Peanut butter and jam.
Very important.
So a lot of the condiments.
Peanut butter and chili. Yeah. That's going to be my staple when I'm out there.
Yeah, so we have basically shelves and shelves of all of the different types of food that folks would need to make a,
a pretty good meal out in the field. So there's cereal, there's chips, there's crackers.
And because they especially will be working and living out in the cold,
dehydrated,
they get access to this shelf.
I love the bumper bars too. I don't know if you all have had bumper bars.
So I've been saying to everybody where I go that I feel like a kid in a candy shop. Now I'm like actually a kid in a candy shop here.
It's all the bars. It's all the bars. It's all the sweet treats. What do you think?
Not endorsing this product, but it's very good.
They're also provided with frozen foods like meat. And depending on the size of the camp, they might get a small kitchen or even a grill.
I feel spoiled now.
Yeah, we're super spoiled out here.
Often, scientists have to cook their own food.
So what are another examples of recipes that you make?
In the past, we've made a lot of pizza on the grill. Lots of pasta, pretty much anything with carbs and protein.
Hold on. You cook pasta on
the grill? No, not on the grill. No, yeah, we have some nice like Coleman camping stoves inside, boil up a bunch of water. Yeah, it's a pretty nice setup.
They can eat pretty well.
This whole time, I thought you guys were suffering.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say we're suffering at all. No, it's pretty nice.
Shane, you are the man. Thank you.
Food is the morale. You know, morale equals food. Food equals morale. They go hand in hand. And that's always so true. Down here, it goes a long way.
Food down here isn't just about calories. More than ever, food makes people happy.
It is fun to, make some fresh muffins and see a smile on someone's face who is just staying up all night working on their samples.
And it brings people together, both in the field.
My parents actually have a pizzeria back at home, so I'm very used to this old pizza all the time diet.
I'll do 7 days of pizza with you right now.
There we go.
I'm in.
And in McMurdo.
And the way to make friends? Especially when heading out into the field, is to bring them some good food. While not much grows in Antarctica today, that actually wasn't always the case. Antarctica used to be green and filled with massive dinosaurs that feasted on lush vegetation. Want to know more? Check out NOVA's Polar Extremes and follow paleontologist Kirk Johnson as he uncovers the surprising climate history of the poles and investigates how the polar past might hold the key to predicting our climate's future.